From the section about the invitation, living uncomfortably. At that time, the awakened one, the gracious one, was dwelling near Sarvati in Anathapindika's monastery in Jeta's wood. Then at that time, a great many monks, friends and companions who were living in a certain dwelling in the state of Kosala undertook the rains retreat. Then this occurred to those monks, by what means can we harmoniously, joyfully, and without disputing, dwell for this rains retreat comfortably, and not get tired because of the alms food? Then this occurred to those monks, if we neither talk nor converse with each other, and if he who returns first from the village with alms food were to prepare the seat and were to put out the water for the feet, the footstool and the cloth for drying the feet, and after washing the rubbish bin were to set it up, and also were to set up the water for drinking and washing, and he who returns last from the village with alms food, if he should wish he could partake of whatever is left over, or if he doesn't wish to eat, then having thrown it away where there is little grass, or dropped it in water where there are no living beings, he could remove the seat, and put away the water for the feet, the footstool, and the cloth for drying the feet, and after washing the rubbish bin he could put it away, and also he could put away the water for drinking and washing, and clean the refectory. And if he who, seeing the water pot for drinking, or the water pot for washing, or the water pot for the lavatory, empty and void, were to set them up with fresh water, and if this were not possible for him alone, then having called a second monk with a gesture of the hand, with a sign of the hand, he were to set it up, but not because of that would he break into speech, then we could, harmoniously, joyfully, and without disputing, dwell for this rains retreat comfortably, and not get tired because of the alms food. Then those monks neither talked nor conversed with each other, and he who returned first from the village with alms food prepared the seat, put out the water for the feet, the footstool, and the cloth for drying the feet, and after washing the rubbish bin set it up, and also set up the water for drinking and washing. And he who returned last from the village with alms food, if he wished, he partook of whatever was left over, or if he didn't wish to eat, then having thrown it away where there is little grass, or dropped it in water where there are no living beings, he removed the seat, put away the water for the feet, the footstool and the cloth for drying the feet, and after washing the rubbish bin put it away, and also put away the water for drinking and washing, and cleaned the refectory. And he who, seeing the water pot for drinking, or the water pot for washing, or the water pot for the lavatory, empty and void, set them up with fresh water. And if this were not possible for him alone, then having called a second monk with a gesture of the hand, with a sign of the hand, he set it up, but not because of that did he break into speech. Now it was the custom for monks who had emerged from the rains retreat to go to see the gracious one. Then those monks, having emerged from the rains retreat at the end of 3 months, having set in order the living place, after taking up their bowl and robes, departed for Sarvati. Gradually they approached Sarvati and the gracious one in Anathapindika's monastery in Jeta's wood. And after approaching and worshipping the gracious one, they sat down on one side. Now it is the custom for awakened ones, gracious ones, to greet with appreciation the incoming monks. Then the gracious one said this to those monks, can you bear up, monks? Can you carry on? Did you harmoniously, joyfully, and without disputing, dwell for this rains retreat comfortably, and not get tired because of the alms food? We did bear up, gracious one, we did carry on, And we, harmoniously, joyfully, and without disputing, venerable sir, did dwell for the rain's retreat comfortably, and we did not get tired because of the alms food. Knowingly, the realized ones ask. Unknowingly, they do not ask. Having understood the right time, they ask. And having understood the right time, they do not ask. The realized ones ask about what is beneficial, not about what is unbeneficial. The realized ones have broken down the bridge to what is unbeneficial. With two things in mind, the awakened ones, the realized ones, question the monks, thinking, we will teach the doctrine, or we will lay down a training rule for the disciples. Then the gracious one said this to those monks, but monks, in what way did you, harmoniously, joyfully, and without disputing, dwell for this rain's retreat comfortably, and not get tired because of the alms food? Here we, reverend sir, a great many monks, friends and companions, who were living in a certain dwelling in the state of Kosala, undertook the rain's retreat. Then this occurred to us, reverend sir. By what means can we, harmoniously, joyfully, and without disputing, dwell for this rain's retreat comfortably, and not get tired because of the alms food? Then this occurred to us, reverend sir. If we neither talk nor converse with each other, and if he who returns first from the village with alms food were to prepare the seat, and were to put out the water for the feet, the footstool, and the cloth for drying the feet, and after washing the rubbish bin were to set it up, and also were to set up the water for drinking and washing, and he who returns last from the village with alms food, if he should wish, he could partake of whatever is left over, or if he doesn't wish to eat, then having thrown it away where there is little grass, or dropped it in water where there are no living beings, he could remove the seat and put away the water for the feet, the footstool, and the cloth for drying the feet, and after washing the rubbish bin, he could put it away, and also he could put away the water for drinking and washing, and clean the refectory. And if he who, seeing the water pot for drinking, or the water pot for washing, or the water pot for the lavatory, empty and void, were to set them up with fresh water, and if this were not possible for him alone, then having called a second monk with a gesture of the hand, with a sign of the hand, he were to set it up, but not because of that would he break into speech, then we could, harmoniously, joyfully, and without disputing, dwell for this rain's retreat comfortably, and not get tired because of the alms food. Then we, reverend sir, neither talk nor conversed with each other, and he who returned first from the village with alms food prepared the seat, put out the water for the feet, the footstool, and the cloth for drying the feet, and after washing the rubbish bin set it up, and also set up the water for drinking and washing. And he who returned last from the village with alms food, if he wished, he partook of whatever was left over, or if he didn't wish to eat, then having thrown it away where there is little grass, or dropped it in water where there are no living beings, he removed the seat, put away the water for the feet, the footstool, and the cloth for drying the feet, and after washing the rubbish bin, put it away, and also put away the water for drinking and washing, and clean the refectory. And he who, seeing the water pot for drinking, or the water pot for washing, or the water pot for the lavatory, empty and void, set them up with fresh water. And if this were not possible for him alone, then having called a second monk with a gesture of the hand, with a sign of the hand, he set it up. But not because of that did he break into speech. In this way, reverend sir, did we, harmoniously, joyfully, and without disputing, dwell for this rain's retreat comfortably, and not get tired because of the alms food. Then the gracious one addressed the monks, saying, It seems to me, monks, that these foolish people have been living uncomfortably, while agreeing that they have been living comfortably. It seems to me, monks, that these foolish people have been living like animals, while agreeing that they have been living comfortably. It seems to me, monks, that these foolish people have been living like goats, while agreeing that they have been living comfortably. It seems to me, monks, that these foolish people have been living like foes, while agreeing that they have been living comfortably. How can those foolish people, monks, take up this dumb practice as the sectarians take it up? This is not, monks, for the clarity of those who are unclear, nor for the development of those who are clear. This is for further unclarity of those who are unclear, and for changing the mind of those who are clear. Then the Gracious One, having scolded those monks in many ways, after giving them a talk on Dhamma, addressed the monks, saying, "You should not, monks, take up this dumb practice as the sectarians take it up. He who does take it up has an offence of wrongdoing. I allow, monks, for the monks who have emerged from the rains retreat to invite correction for three reasons, owing to what was seen or heard or suspected. That will be suitable for all of you, so that you emerge from offences and place the discipline first."